WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here. Welcome back to Daily Virtue, your daily dose of stoic wisdom for navigating this crazy beautiful world we call life. Today, we're diving into a topic that's near and dear to my heart, something we all struggle with from time to time. Cultivating self-compassion and self-forgiveness. Ever felt like you're your own worst critic? You know that feeling when you mess up, make a mistake, or just plain have an off day, and you get this relentless inner monologue going on. Ugh, I should have known better. This is so embarrassing, and such a failure. Sound familiar? Yeah, we've all been there. The Stoics, those ancient philosophers who knew a thing or two about navigating life's ups and downs, had some pretty powerful insights on this whole self-criticism game. They understood that beating yourself up doesn't actually solve anything. In fact, it just creates more negativity and hinders your ability to learn, grow, and move forward. Instead, they emphasize the importance of practicing self-compassion, treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and care you would offer a good friend going through a tough time. Think about it. Would you berate a friend for making a mistake? Probably not. You'd likely offer words of encouragement, remind them that everyone messes up sometimes, and help them see the situation as a learning opportunity. So why do we extend so much less compassion to ourselves? Here are 5 key takeaways from the Stoics that can help you cultivate more self-compassion and forgiveness. 1. Recognize your humanity. We're all flawed, imperfect beings. That's just part of being human. It's easy to get caught up in comparing ourselves to others, striving for an unattainable ideal, and feeling like we're constantly falling short. But remember, everyone makes mistakes, faces challenges, and has moments of weakness. It doesn't make you any less worthy or valuable. 2. Practice mindfulness. When those critical thoughts pop up, I messed this up, I'm not good enough, take a moment to observe them without judgment. Notice the sensations in your body, your breath, and the thoughts swirling around in your head. By bringing awareness to these negative thought patterns, you can start to create some distance between yourself and your inner critic. 3. Challenge your negative self-talk. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? Is it helpful? Would I say this to a friend? Often, our self-criticism is based on distorted thinking, unrealistic expectations, and past experiences that no longer serve us. By questioning these thoughts, we can begin to reframe them in a more compassionate and realistic light. 4. Focus on your strengths. Everyone has unique talents, skills, and qualities. Take some time to reflect on what you're good at, what you enjoy doing, and what makes you feel proud. Acknowledging your strengths can help boost your self-esteem and remind you of your inherent worth. 5. Practice forgiveness. This isn't just about forgiving others, it's also about learning to forgive yourself for past mistakes. Holding on to resentment and guilt only hurts you in the long run. Let go of the past, learn from your experiences, and move forward with compassion and grace. Think about a time when you made a mistake that really bothered you. Maybe you said something you regretted, mess up a presentation, or didn't live up to your own expectations. Now imagine approaching that situation with self-compassion, acknowledging your imperfection, offering yourself kindness and understanding, and focusing on what you can learn from the experience. What if, instead of beating yourself up, you said something like, "Okay, I made a mistake. That's okay. Everyone does. What can I learn from this? How can I do better next time?" The shift in perspective can make all the difference in how you handle challenges and move forward in your life. Remember, self-compassion isn't about being soft or letting yourself off the hook. It's about treating yourself with the same care and understanding that you would offer to a loved one. It's about recognizing your humanity, accepting your imperfections, and choosing to be kind to yourself, even when things get tough. So take a moment today to practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, forgive yourself for past mistakes, and remember that you are worthy of love and happiness just as you are. And hey, if you're feeling extra generous, extend some compassion to someone else who might need it too. Join me tomorrow for another dose of daily virtue, your daily reminder to live a life filled with clarity, confidence, and purpose. Until then, keep striving, keep learning, and keep being awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.